Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. This altar of divine interventions. God takes it personal when we put other things ahead of Him daily. So, let it be God's force. Welcome also to Sunday, day 14 in June. This will not just be another Sunday. It shall be a special one for you and members of your family. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with Amen. I receive it. Touch your forehead with your right hand gently and let me pray. May you receive a fresh baptism of God's wisdom. You will find solutions to these difficult issues of life. Like Daniel of old, God will show you secret things. You will start operating with strength, accuracy, and inexplainable precision. Say Amen. I receive it. Yes. Take off your hand from your head and lay it on your bosom. I mean your heart and receive this. I pray. Receive the lion's heart. Nothing shall make you afraid or terrify you anymore. Receive grace for courage and boldness. In all your endeavors, move forward. Make progress. Say Amen. Now I want to pray for someone with a wound that refused to heal, a pain that refused to go despite medications. Now, if it is possible, lay your right hand there, touch the place, and let me pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command pains go, injuries healed up, heal up. Doctors have done their best. Oh Lord, my God, please do the rest. Do the rest. Be completely healed now. Say Amen. Yes, you will live the rest of your life without pain from now on. If you are going to church today, find something around you in the home or where you are in form of a gift to give to a child or a teenager or an old person, an old man or old woman in the church. It could be an handkerchief, the extra one you have at home, a biro, a notebook, a small bottle of water, new one, not yet open, a small booklet. Find something, no matter how little. It could be some money, any amount at all, no matter how small. For an old woman, you consider needs some help. Smile at them, give it out, and don't wait for thank you. The Father in heaven, we pay you back in multiple folds, in different forms. TPGF, we are givers. We love giving a lot. Love giving. Love sowing seed. Givers never lack. June 14th celebrant. Your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Live the rest of your life in fulfillment and in victory. Happy birthday. Right? First issue for teaching today. Good morning, Pastor. Please, how should a pastor treat both money collected from offerings, thanksgivings, and tithe, even gift for church? Thank you, sir. Wow. For me, it's an abomination, an unpardonable sin, a total loss of integrity for a pastor to dip his hand in church money and spend for self or his family. Every good church should be well-structured, having a treasury committee made up of men and women of proven integrity and the fear of God, who takes the money from the ushers to count, to record properly, and with not less than 3 or 4 signatories, and church treasurer or accountant takes it to the bank the following day, bringing tellers back for the committee to peruse. There shall be an internal and external auditor for the church. The elders in council meet with the pastor regularly after service on Sunday for the business of the church, to consider what needs or required money payment and all other discussions. They debate, they discuss, and upon agreement, they sign the check and for the purpose. And as the church grows, pastors should be well remunerated and taken care of by the church, not taking money by himself. Next, Daddy, my prayerful mom came back with soap, oil, water, and gold neck chain from a prophetess. She said an ex that broke up with me, placed an embargo on my enemy's marital destiny. Daddy, I told her I am not using them. Keep praying to God through Jesus Christ will not give me husband. Let me remain so. Am I doing right? I will be 31, 26 of this month. Help me, Daddy. I am not desperate. I will feel peaceful on this matter. Am I okay? Daddy, should I use them so everybody in the house can be at peace? I need to hear from you, sir. Thank you, my daddy. Wow. You did well. You have done the right thing. Soap, oil, water, and then a necklace? What? Let me say this to all my listeners. Never take a thing or carry out a spiritual prescription from a servant of God, whatever the title, whose integrity, whose person, and modus operandi you don't know. I am sorry to say that many of the so-called pastors, prophets, and apostles are agents of the power of darkness to enslave, extort, exploit people's ignorance and put them under bondage. If you start using those things, you may lose your control of yourself. You come under spiritual manipulation and will not even know what you are doing again. From that time, anything goes. They just mess up your life. Too many lives have been so messed up or even killed. However, be responsible, be cautious, and be respectful in saying no to mom. Don't insult her. Many of our mothers are sincere in looking for how to help their children, but they are sincerely wrong. Jesus Christ is enough. Let all of us be careful which prophet or man of God you put your head under. At 31, you are not too late. Your God-ordained man will locate you soon. Next, good morning, Daddy. I'm not TPJF. Can someone please send the date that birthing what a soap was prayed over? Wow. If anyone remember the date, please send it. Those on Telegram will remember easily because Telegram saves all the messages every day and you can play them back and listen to them. Join us on Telegram platform. That is one good reason to join us on Telegram. Search for Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel on Telegram and tap join. That is it. Next, I have a question. Daddy, I like to fast from 12 midnight to 12 noon the second following day. But I see you always say fast till 2 p.m. Why do you say fast till 2 p.m.? God bless you, Daddy. Wow. What I always say is if you cannot fast all day through till evening before breaking the fast, then fast till 2 p.m. You know, medically speaking, sleeping overnight without eating is called fasting. That is why the first meal in the morning is called breakfast, breaking fast. But our fasting is for spiritual reason, denying our flesh nourishment, so our spirit man can come up stronger than the flesh. There are those due to age, medication, pregnant women, children in the home, may not be able to withstand the stress or the risk of all-day fast. So it is wise to break at a point for that reason. I think 2 p.m. is good enough. Between 12, when you break, and 2 p.m. that I speak about is just extra 2 hours. So take it to 2 p.m. There are those who do 3 days or 7 days fast with no food. Such people should take water regularly to hydrate their system and not shut down their internal organs that needs fluid to function. Right? We take it off from here tomorrow. The week starting tomorrow will be the third and the last week of questions and answers. So send yours if you have any. TPGF UK conference in Manchester is this Friday and Saturday, June 19 and 20. TPGF members in UK and Europe, arrange your work so that you'll be able to be there. All outside of UK, all of us in Nigeria, Africa, and all over the world, if you have your loved ones in UK, Please encourage them to attend. Parents, especially spouses, siblings, and friends, encourage your people in London, in UK, in Bradford, Liverpool, Manchester, and the rest to please join us. We need volunteers at the conference venue for ushering, protocol, registration officer, and counselors, etc. If you are interested, chat with Adeola on 074-111-28401 or Franklin on 079-178-97088. Do so now. Sunday is a good day to transmit your tithe, personal and corporate tithing, your battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, business enlargement seed, that's 7,500 for your business, and victory seed also. All the other seed we preach, we teach, and encourage, do so with joy. On this 14th day in the month, let there be a seed from you that will enter the fertile soil of God's kingdom through this commission. Do so with joy. We pray for you each time we receive the alert of your tithe and seed. God will keep multiplying you. You will soon be able to sponsor the kingdom in millions, even billions of naira, of dollar, of sterling, and euro. The Lord bless you as we support this commission to grow. Have a great day today. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. And Femi Emmanuel, I love you. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. Bye.